Israel's army has withdrawn from the West Bank towns of Bethlehem and Beit Jala, despite Palestinian attacks yesterday that killed 5 Israelis. Israel moved into 6 Palestinian-controlled towns 11 days ago after the assassination of a cabinet minister. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports from Jerusalem.
The army pullout had already been delayed a day after Palestinian gunmen in Beit Jala fired on a nearby Jewish settlement. Yesterday afternoon, it seemed it would fall through again. First, an Israeli soldier was shot dead near the border with the West Bank. A few hours later, 2 Palestinians drove into the Israeli town of Hadera, north of Tel Aviv, eased their red Jeep up close to a bus stop, then opened fire with machine guns, spraying the crowd with long bursts of ammunition. 4 women were killed and 3 other people seriously injured before police shot dead the assailants. The militant group Islamic Jihad claimed responsibility, and the Palestinian Authority rushed to condemn the attack. In Bethlehem and Beit Jala, there had actually been the first day of calm in a week and a half. So late last night, Israel announced it would go ahead with its withdrawal. Its reoccupation of Bethlehem, the cradle of Christianity, has drawn the most international fire and proven a public relations disaster. But Israeli spokesman Ra'anan Gissin says there's no guarantee the army will pull out of 4 other towns. He puts the onus on Palestinians.
There's no doubt there will be no withdrawal, there will be no pullback under fire, as Israel has stated in the same manner that there will be no negotiations under fire. So the Palestinians must understand, they cease fire, we can continue and move ahead. They continue fire, then we have to stay in the position where we are.
A joint security meeting is scheduled later today to discuss a wider pullback. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has made clear he first wants to see the Palestinian Authority arrest more militants. Dozens have been detained since the assassination of an Israeli cabinet minister 2 weeks ago, but Israelis insist they're token prisoners, not those responsible for the killing. Foreign Minister Shimon Peres also points out there's been a revolving door policy, as was the case with the former Palestinian militia leader in Bethlehem, Atef Obayit.
The Palestinians told us that he's in jail. The next day he appeared on the Israeli television in person and says he's not arrested. Then they said that he is again arrested.
But the next day, Peres notes, Obayit was not in jail, but out driving around in a new Jeep, where he was killed when the Jeep exploded. Palestinians charge this was yet another Israeli assassination, and they note it was that killing which triggered renewed shooting from the Bethlehem area. Ziad Abu Zayed, a Palestinian legislator in Jerusalem, says Israelis cannot expect Palestinians to uphold a unilateral ceasefire without taking any initiative of their own.
We need to see a political process which brings an end to the Israeli occupation. As long as the Israeli soldiers and settlers are sitting on the gates of our villages and towns and refugee camps, provocating civilians, attacking civilians, killing civilians, assassinating activists, they always give a reason for the Palestinians to respond.
Even as Israel's army withdrew from Bethlehem and Beit Jala, it tightened its closure around Jenin and Tulkarem, the cities closest to yesterday's attacks. Israeli officials also warn of further military retaliation. Meantime, it remains unclear how long Israeli soldiers will continue occupying parts of 4 West Bank towns in defiance of intense U.S. criticism. Analysts had believed Prime Minister Sharon would want a full pullout before he's scheduled to meet President Bush in Washington next month. But Sharon's aides now say that trip may be postponed, raising suggestions that Israel's extended occupation may be prolonged. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Jerusalem.